Ren 0TR, W2D. Ren 0TR. Hi, good morning to you. Just I called to see if you, how you did with the storm that rolled through last night.
How many? We got 4/100 of an inch.
It's a rain here at my house last night.
Saw that, in fact, I commented to Bernice that it was rolling through down there between Duncan and Moore, and I think that's about where you live at.
Between Duncan and Roebuck, believe it or not, Moore is just, I mean, between Moore and Roebuck and everything, it's just the way it is. My address is Moore because I'm on the mailing route out here instead of on Roebuck. So, you know, it's one of those things, but I'm close to Duncan, I'm close to Moore, I'm close to Roebuck, I'm close to Spartanburg. So in about 15 minutes, I can be in any one of the four places.
Yeah, when we first moved here, we stopped at, I don't know, Taco Bell or someplace over there in Spartanburg, and I wanted to know where Sears and Roebuck was, and this girl sent us to Roebuck instead of Sears, the store up there by Costco's.
Some of the younger folks don't have any clue as to what's going on somewhere around. So anyway, it's I got a thing that came into me that I don't know what this is, but I don't know where it came from. I don't know who the phone number is, but I'm not going to open this text that came in attached to this email from bzwpics.com. I don't even have a clue where that is. So one of those things where I'm going to just delete it, and if it's something important, they can send it again.
Like Verizon, but I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't touch it. Yeah, I've gotten several lately from PayPal, so I ask Dave, you know, if he'd ever seen such things and before DJW, and he said he gets them all the time, and I asked the daughter, and she said, oh, yeah, we get them. Don't open them. But I never thought PayPal would be bothered with that.
Bothered with it. AT&T's bothered with it. Amazon is bothered with it. I mean, a lot of the companies, big companies, are bothered with it. In fact, I got three yesterday from Amazon that I know were not coming to me because of my Amazon belonging to Amazon. But I'll tell you what, it's just get some of these strange things coming in like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I mean, they had attachments on them, but I don't touch them. I just dismiss them, you know, and throw them to the junk and report the spam. Well, we're not doing much yet. This morning just finished up some eggs and sausage. And I'm sitting here watching the invasion of D-Day.
Breakfast I did, some eggs and sausage. And I'm having a cup of coffee my second cup of coffee right now. Took my medicine and been listening to some 60s Gold on Sirius XM and reading. I'm not, don't have a lot of plans. I'm going to grill me a couple of burgers, like hamburger steaks, later today, and a baked potato. That'll be lunch this afternoon.
I know Bernie said she was going to make jelly this morning, raspberry jelly. I'm going to go out and kill some mushrooms. I seen 10 of them come up in one small area out there in the backyard. The dang things seem like every year they just pop up out of nowhere.
I get them over here too, particularly after a lot of rain. A lot of rain. Just got a thing from Gigaparts, an email from them, and they are running a flash sale. They're offering the Rig Expert AA3000 Zoom Antenna Analyzer. Normal price, $1,184.95. And you can buy it today for $999.95. You can save $185. That's some kind of deal, right?
We got the same one. I only give, I don't know, two or three for mine, but I just wonder how that warranty will be being just, they're made in the Ukraine.
If you got the same email I did from Gigaparts, it came, well, it says yesterday on it, but it just showed up my emails this morning. I didn't open it yesterday. But they got three different ones across there, and they all three look, you know, all three got huge prices on them. So it's what it is, and I don't think I'd spend that much on an antenna analyzer.
Not at all. It's nice to have, but they just sit in the drawer and you never use them unless you get an antenna knocked down. But, you know, anything made in Ukraine right now, I don't feel too comfortable about that. Probably just as well off to buy the MFJ one, and they're going out of business, but I kind of thought maybe somebody can grab them up and start distributing their stuff. At least, why is there still going to be repairs on them for a while?
There's something I read the other day that there's a possibility that somebody is looking at purchasing them. That's just something I read the other day on a ham radio website, and I don't remember which one. Something popped up on my thing. Somebody said, take a look at this, and I knew there was a ham, and I went there and looked at it. And it was some interesting reading, and, you know, I got, right now, I think HRO has been distributing a lot of their stuff recently, so I think they may do that right now, but I'm, like I said, I don't know. It's just something I read on a site the other day that makes me think that maybe, just maybe, there might be a buyer out there hanging out in the woods, you know?
Sir, that would be great. Because their quality really went up from the time when we first started buying their Mighty Fine junk. And they make some good stuff now. They really do. But I hate to see it going out of business. But their antenna analyzer, I used one years and years ago. A friend of mine loaned it to me. And all I had to do was raise one end of my 40-meter antenna, which was really confined in a small area. And it made all the difference in the world. It just wouldn't work at all. And that one end was too close to the ground. So that took care of it. And they're nice to tell you things like that. But in between using the one that I got, you forget how to use the dang thing. Luckily, it's pretty simple, because as you get older, it don't get any easier.
I've got one of their antenna analyzers over here. I keep it up, and I use it occasionally, and you know, go out there and to do some work on my antenna. I need to go out there and do something now. But, it's not a conducive to working out there in that wet grass right now, because my yard is wet and I need to go out there. Actually, I need to go out there and pick up limbs from the storm Friday night when my power went out. So, it's what it is, and I'll get out there and do it. I'm going to go out there in a little bit and try to let it dry up just a little bit, even though it's supposed to rain some more this morning.
Watching the Weather Channel last night for a long time on, channel 1130 on Samsung Plus. And oh my God, Rusty, it just was incredible the number of tornadoes that were popping up. And I texted an old Navy buddy of mine up in Sikeston, Missouri. And he said they were all around his farm, but none of them ever hit there. But, you know, the accuracy of that Doppler radar anymore is pretty incredible. I don't know why Channel 4 and Channel 7 don't hit a Doppler, but they have it on Channel 4, they have it. But on 7 and 21, they don't have it. They have just standard radars, which is all right, but that Doppler is incredible as far as accuracy goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like that, and it does a real good thing. It tells you what's going on. So anyway, just thought I'd check with you this morning and see how you were doing, and also, like I said, if I'm hurry to do anything today, I'm gonna, I've got my day. What little bit of plans I got are just for cooking later on this afternoon. I'm gonna throw a potato in the microwave to bake it, and I'm gonna take this hamburger, pretty lean hamburger I got, and form it into a couple of patties and season it, and then put it in the grill pan here later, and grill me up a couple of hamburger steaks. One I'll eat today, and the other one I'll probably just put in a box and put in the fridge for tomorrow, the next day. So I'll have something to eat on the next couple of days. Just have something I have to warm up.
Go ahead, Leroy, K5WLL. I barely heard you in there. I think you doubled a little with Rusty. Leroy, you must be in a bad spot down there this morning. Rusty, give him a second. If he doesn't answer, go ahead. Rusty, he's just not there.
Yeah, I know. I thought I heard him key up once and all. Yeah, Leroy, I hope you get into a better spot. Sorry I stepped on you. That happens occasionally. Tom does that to me all the time. He just loves to step all over me when he gets a chance. So anyway, well, Tom, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to go finish my cup of coffee, and I'm going to go outside and pick up limbs. I got to finish clearing up the limbs. Saturday I was busy, and yesterday I was definitely busy, so I didn't have time to do it. So I'm going to go out there this morning while it's not too hot and see if I can pick them up and get them down into the woods and out of the way. All right, we'll talk at you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now, Tom.
Well, I wait a few milliseconds for you there on the net. If you don't get it by then, I just want to get out of the way of everybody because I'm pretty quick on the net. And you got right in there. But I never do it on purpose. Dave Watson said I have one of the strongest signals into the repeater there is, so I can't help that. I don't have anything fancy here. Take care, Rusty. Have a good day. And Leroy, you too. Enjoy this Memorial Day. And W2T and 0TR clear.